is the New Age movement. Walter Martin has a book entitled The New Age Cult, but usually it's referred to as the New Age movement because it's not just a single organization. It doesn't have a particular hierarchy of persons that control it. It's more of a movement of thought. And so I think it's best referred to as the New Age movement. It's very hard to define it. It's a very broad. It has to do with a worldview. It has to do with a whole perspective of how they view the world, view God, view man. C.S. Lewis once said that all thought can be divided into two categories. That which boils down to Hinduism, that which boils down to Christian thought. There's the Hindu worldview, there's a Christian worldview. And it's the Hindu worldview that is essentially the worldview of the New Age movement. It's a worldview that is pantheistic. Who can tell me what pantheism is? Somebody give me a definition of pantheism. Yes, Peter. No, that's polytheism. Polytheism would be many gods. What is pantheism? Everything is God. God is everything. God is in everything. The fact that God is in everything is sometimes called panentheism. But pan means every, and theism means God. Everything is God. God is everything. Pantheistic worldview. That is the worldview of Hinduism. That is the worldview of the New Age movement. I think the best way to begin to just let you see how this is so pervasive in terms of contemporary thought is to share with you a New Age newspaper. Yes, Dave. What we have here is a recent edition of what's called the Holistic Living News newspaper. Now, this particular newspaper is published only for the county in which I live. It's San Diego County, Southern California. Orange County, the next county, they have their own New Age newspaper. Los Angeles County has their own New Age newspaper. This one is published only for the county where we live. And I want to just look through it with you so that you see all of what's involved in this. This particular issue, volume 12, issue 3, thank you, October of 1989, very recent. Let's just open it up. Make a quick run through. Okay. I'm just going to run through some highlights, which I have highlighted in mine. I'm starting on page 2, so if you want to try to keep up with me, that's fine. Page 2, and the first advertisement there is for the Crystal Gallery. Why is it the New Age movement is focused in on crystals? Well, the reason is that New Age thinking, if everything is God, then we want to get in touch with the energy of the universe. And the New Age thinking is that the energy of the universe can be felt or got in touch with, so to speak, through crystals. So crystals become this magical object through which the unified energy of the universe can be touched. So you have the Crystal Gallery. Right next to it you have the Jin Shin Do, unique synthesis of Taoist philosophy and Western psychology. Body-mind acupressure. Down at the bottom of page 3, you can float your stress away at the desert oasis in float rooms. Now, why is that a New Age thinking? Shirley MacLaine says that she first came into New Age thinking in a hot tub in Southern California. And she entered into a mystical trance, at which time she just felt the vibrations of the water and became one with the water in this float tank. In which case, it was a hot tub or a jacuzzi. Notice here, holistic, it talks about chiropractic, acupuncture, homeopathy, naturopathy. Now, you say, well, why is chiropractic? See, my father was a chiropractor. But chiropractic, as it's taught in many of the chiropractic schools today, is getting into a lot of New Age type thought and practice. And I'm very skeptical. I think there's a legitimate use of the chiropractic in terms of the manipulation of the skeletal system of man. But I think a lot of chiropractic today is utilizing a lot of New Age thought and practice. And then down here at the bottom of page 3, you have the Taoist Sanctuary of San Diego, where they have Tai Chi, Taoist healing, etc. Notice the yin-yang symbol. See the circle that has half black, half white, and a little bit of white in the black, and a little bit of black in the white? That's the yin-yang. It's the sense that everything balances out good and evil, black and white. One doesn't weigh over the other. It all balances out. All comes out to be one circle. Good and evil. Black and white. Jump over to page 4. You got grapho analysis, handwriting analysis. You got the spiritual psychic reader who's advertising here, who can tell you, give all kinds of advice for love and marriage and business. They are very into the anti-nuclear issues. Over on page 5, you have the Magic Bookstore. And they're offering a crystal mind trip and a psychic fair and accessing spirit guides through crystals. Yeah, pre-birth bonding. Now notice, I'm gonna ask you to notice one thing, and I don't mean to have a bias here, but I want you to notice how many of these things are offered by women. You have Janice Henley, you have Eva Marnie, over here you have Eva Lee. Over here you have Jorianne Tabor. Jump right over to the next page, page 6. Now here's a women's retreat on creative bitching. Did you see that? You can break through your phobias, fears, and addictions with Tish Fleming. Rosemary Broccoli. How to Know Yourself, Handwriting Analysis. Over here on page 7, Lynn Andrews. What's a shaman? Notice it says a shamanic initiation with Lynn Andrews. Page 7, what's a shaman? A shaman is a witch doctor, correct. The entirety of page 7, Lynn, a shamanic initiation. That's a witch doctor. A shaman is a witch doctor. And she's going to talk about your group energy and awakening. You can just catch some key words that are used in the New Age movement. Awakening, the traditional tools used by shaman, crystals. She's also author of the Medicine Woman series and teachings around the sacred wheel. Jump over to page 8. I know I'm moving quickly. I'm just kind of showing you some highlights here. Astrology and You on page 8, drop down to the bottom of page, the Psychic Fair, in which they're going to have palmistry and tarot cards and clairvoyance, and then you have the Vegetarian Society of Southern California. Over on page 9, you've got the New Age Advertising Agency, Jinshin Yutsu from Carroll, the Self-Realization Fellowship, the University for Humanistic Studies. And you can forget your troubles in nature's bubbles, desert hot springs, bottom of page 9. Go to page 10. Your hands will be trained to heal. Classes in Reiki Sikkim by Marcia. And you have the Los Angeles Whole Life Expo on the bottom of page 10. Page 11 is just full of all kinds of things. Homeopathy. Mysticism, channeled messages, They talk about channeling. What's channeling? You have any idea what channeling is? Right. You open yourself up to some kind of a spirit that speaks through you and brings messages. And it's called channeling. Channeled. Notice on the 5th of October, there was a thing where you'd get channeled messages from the present day Jesus. And later there's a psychic fair. And there's astrology and consciousness. That's another key word about the New Age. Consciousness. Full moon meditation. A yoga weekend at the Astral Mountain Retreat. Tantra for couples, shared practices of intimacy. Tai Chi, yoga, awareness through movement, channeling, Edgar Cayce study groups, reflexology, sexual relationship workshops, shamanic journeys, on and on and on. This particular issue focuses in on Native American culture, because Native American culture did utilize shamans and witch doctors and the use of peyote, etc. Yes?
You're mentioning reflexology. Does that mean that it's wrong? It's like the stuff that's in here, a lot of stuff. Like, does it mean that it's wrong?
There is no scientific basis for the utilization of reflexology. No, all I can say is that there's been no evidence to show that the kinds of healing that reflexology says that it can do can come through the manipulation of the foot and so forth as is used in reflexology. Where does that power come from? That's the question. Notice where they advertise.
Yeah, I know. My question is it wrong? Like, not is it scientifically proven?
I would stay away from it. I don't know where the power comes from. If I don't know where the power comes from, I'm going to stay away from it. Okay? Yes, another question. Reflexology. It's a manipulation, usually, of the feet that if you press in just the right places, you can. They claim to be able to heal almost anything in your body. No, no, not necessarily acupuncture. More of a massage manipulation. What? Well, yeah, and some of the claims they make for it, it can heal cancer and everything else, so they say. Yes? No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying they are identifying with these kinds of people. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with health foods.
No, I know, but see, like, she's all the holistic foods and everything, because she eats all that and does, like, you know, she's on a strict diet and stuff like that. Everybody always thinks that she's, like, eating the amazing stuff, because she goes into the age, helping certain stuff. I don't see anything wrong with
it. I don't see anything wrong with eating healthy either. I don't either. Notice what you find on page 14. You have Scientology. We've already talked several times throughout the week about the cult of Scientology. And this whole page deals with a personality test that's going to suck you into Scientology, because they're going to come and tell you what it means. Over on the bottom of page 16, you have another advertisement for reflexology. Over on the bottom of page 17, you have an advertisement for Rolfing. Over on page 18.
What does that mean?
What's Rolfing? Yes, correct. Rolfing is sort of illustrated here. They're trying to align your body, and if you can align it right, then it'll be in proper alignment with the oneness of the universe. Okay?
I like the guy on the left.
You like... The guy that's out of alignment. Okay, over on page 18, here we have a whole bunch of them. You have massage therapy by Nancy, massage therapy by Janice, Tai Chi channeled counseling by Reverend Crystal, the metaphysical bookstore called Love Light the metaphysical books of the Mystic Moon, the New Age booksellers. Looking down page 19, of course, you've got the crystals, you've got hypnotherapy, you've got the Taoist sanctuary again, you've got hypnosis, the University of Humanistic Studies. I'm moving very quickly. You can take time to look at this later. Over on page 20, Natalia's aromatherapy. That's an interesting one where they think that the smells that you can breathe will create the healing in your body and make you one with the universe. You have Echinar soul travel over here on page 20. Where's that?
Well, it seems like it's on page 21.
Page 21. What's it say?
It says, internal cleansing, detoxification, and it's got a Christian fish, and then underneath it's got the dove and the cross.
That's right. They will often use Christian symbols. They are attempting to attract Christians who don't know better into... Right, yeah, there is one called the First Christians, and they're trying to integrate Jewish and Christian thought.
You know, what would be good, though, is if a regular church would run an ad in here. People like might come to their church just thinking that something...
Right. On the other hand, they may be stigmatized by their association with these kind of groups, true.
There's a great animal communication specialist here.
Right, right. Yeah, you'll get a kick out of this. I'm just trying to hitch some... Notice on page 22, you can take control of your life. Sister Deborah in the second column, she'll give you shamanic dream readings. Shamanic counseling by Alicia. Channeling, foot reflexology. Notice the bottom one on page 22, first column. You can have a conscious wedding ceremony by a New Age minister. That's the bottom advertisement, first column. Notice the top of the fourth column, page 22, the Women's Institute for Self-Empowerment. Yeah, it is. The middle and the top of page 23, you have a center for shamanic learning. You can learn how to engage in witchcraft. You have the Infinite Winds Center by Carmela. Pinkard's Books. Notice the last page, Conscious Rebirthing Meditation by Yogi Bhajan. The rebirthing experience you've been waiting for. You have an advertisement here for L. Ron Hubbard's Scientology. And an advertisement for the New Age Resource Directory for San Diego County. Now, you can take time to look at that later. I'm just showing you the extent to which this is permeating our society. Why? Why do you think that something like this is made available all across San Diego County?
Is it free?
It's free. Well, you can subscribe to it, or I get them free. They bring them to the health club. They put them in all the health clubs around the county to pick up free. My wife is an aerobics coordinator at a health club, and so I pick up the whole stack every month. And that's what I did. Brought 30 some of them to you. And I do it simply to let you see what's happening. Yes, I saw some hands here. Yeah. What? I look over it every month just to see where the movement's going, what they're identifying with. They're always coming up with new so-called therapies for this and that, etc. Yes? Iridology? I'm pretty ignorant about that. I don't know. I'm just going to plead ignorance on that one. There's hair shaft analysis, grapho analysis, eye analysis. They claim to be able to look into your eyes. Yeah, that's iridology. They claim to be able to look into your eyes and tell everything about you and even the day you're going to die, etc. Now, That one's mild compared to the next one. I don't have enough. I don't have but one copy of this one. But this one is out of Los Angeles, Astrology and Psychic News. And it's another one, but it goes even further into the satanic and into the witchcraft and astrology. And here's a fellow, Charles Flagstaff, renowned psychology, has the ability to accurately predict the precise moment of your death. How long will you live? Send $15 and a dollar for postage. Here's Andraka, the ancient science of witchcraft is surging in popularity. Here's the psychic master, Benjamin Thornton, now available for consultation. Andraka the witch, I will cast a spell for you. Tell Andraka what you want. Send your order directly to the California Astrology Association. Here's the Archimedes healing medallion. You order one of this. How does it work? It will, by hanging this around your neck, it will soothe your physical problem by stimulating your spiritual and psychic elements so essential to the healing process. Simply rub the medallion and feel the anxiety and stress slowly seep from your body. Yes. Yes. False advertising. When you get into the realm of this spiritual stuff, you can make about any claim you want to make. And I'm surprised that there's not some false advertising or malpractice type suits that says, you know, you didn't deliver on what you said. I'm surprised that there's not more of that personally. And that was a good question. I've heard of it only in terms of, I've heard of Christian pastors being sued for their counseling advice. Almost every pastor now in Southern California has to take out malpractice insurance, just like a doctor. Counseling malpractice insurance. I have it. Because you're so quick to be sued. You offered some advice, it didn't work, the guy went out and committed suicide. John MacArthur, for example, was sued in a multi-million dollar lawsuit for the advice that he gave. Yes. Graphoanalysis, and you're asking why is that identified with New Age? Graphoanalysis is the what they say they're able to look at your handwriting and tell you about your personality. I've looked into this one a little closer, and I've looked at some of the so-called textbooks, and they don't agree. Nobody knows why one person writes one way or another. And one of them will tell you that this particular slant or this kind of a loop means something about the personality, and another book will tell you it means something else. There's nothing scientific to it. Nothing.
In Germany, it's you when you apply for a job, you have to write your life with your hand.
You have to sign at least your signature.
Yeah, you don't get the job when you don't do that.
Yeah, well, there's no scientific basis to graphoanalysis.
In the States more, too, and they're admitting it in courts now.
Are they? I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all. Yes? Mood rings. I remember those, which are they deal with the temperature in your body to supposedly tell you your mood. I can remember when the big thing used to be pyramids. Remember remember the pyramid craze where you had a pyramid and the pyramid was supposed to be able to bring power to you. I haven't seen the New Age using the mood rings, though. What?
What's the circulation of something like this, do you know? And like, out of a population in the United States, how many people are like actively involved in the New Age? Like a fourth of the population or more?
Well, I will say this, that one-fourth, I saw a recent survey that said that one-fourth of the people in the United States now believe in reincarnation. One-fourth. One-fourth of the people of the United States. I get asked about it all the time. I walk into a bank. I sit down and they say, oh, you're a minister. What do you think about reincarnation? Or I'm in a group of people and doing a wedding or something, and some of the family's there for the rehearsal dinner. And almost inevitably, I'll be asked about, you know, what do you think about reincarnation? How about deja vu? And all of that. And I go, whoa. So it's a big thing. If a fourth of the people in the United States believe in the reincarnation, you've got a lot of people believing in that kind of worldview, don't you?
Organizations like Keep Tabs on.
Yes. there are some good organizations that are keeping track of what's happening in this area. There's the Spiritual Counterfeits Project in California, Walter Martin's group down in San Juan Capistrano. I'll try to give you some names and addresses in a little bit, okay? In fact, I might be able to do that right while it's on my mind. No, I don't find it immediately. Yes, here it is, Spiritual Counterfeits Project. If you want additional information about cults and the New Age movement, the Spiritual Counterfeits Project, Post Office Box 4308. Spiritual Counterfeits Project, Post Office Box 4308, Berkeley, California, 94704. I'll repeat that one more time. Spiritual Counterfeits Project, Post Office Box 4308, Berkeley, California, 94704. And there's another one, and this is the second, and it's Christian Research Institute, CRI, Post Office Box 500, San Juan Capistrano, California, 92693. I'll repeat that one again. The Christian Research Institute, CRI, Post Office Box 500, San Juan Capistrano, California, 92693. I can even give you the telephone numbers if you're interested in that. That's just a couple of groups that are sort of keeping tab of what's happening. Well, let me finish this little goofy thing. Papa Doc will make voodoo work for you. The shaman is here. He says that among the American Indian tribes were powerful spiritual leaders called shamans. A shaman often collapses exhausted after casting a spell and awakens later as if from a deep sleep. It is said that a shaman can die and return to life many times. Yeah, that really makes an impact on me because I recall a situation on the island of Palawan amongst the South Palawano tribe. A very primitive native tribe. I had the privilege of flying out into the jungle. And the missionary there said, would you like to go to the witch doctor ceremony that is scheduled for this evening? I said, yeah, I think so. So we walked through the jungle to this bamboo thing. It was a bamboo, big bamboo building, had a bamboo floor. And we crawled up in here, and the witch doctor, he had a grass skirt on, and he had some grass pom-poms. And he'd go out to the end, and he was calling, I kept asking the missionary, what's he doing? And he was calling in the spirits out of the sky and out of the trees. I was scared to death. But anyway, he was dancing around, and they had these big drum things that they were beating on and tambourine things they were shaking, and his pom-poms fell apart and he freaked out. I mean, that's the best way I can explain it. Anyway, he went into a trance just like he was dead. And so everybody sat around, and apparently he'd done that before. And then they tried to wake him up. They went and they got some fire, some coals out of the fire. Hot, red hot coals. And they come over and they put it on his arm. He didn't flinch. He was in a trance. I go, whoa. And eventually these natives picked him up and stood him up and put the pom-poms back into his hand. And then the power apparently came back and he started beating around. And eventually they started bringing babies to him to heal and so forth. But this little article, when it talks about how that the shaman collapses and returns to life, I go, whoa, I saw something quite like that in the Philippines on the island of Palawan. And it's scary. There's evil power there. Real evil power. Okay, here's some other objects that you can get that will heal you. Here's Krakow the Warlock, the male witch. He says, my powers have been given to me by Him, capital H, doesn't tell us who. I don't think it's God. It's the other spirit power. Your horoscope may change your life. California astrology. You see where astrology fits in? Here's the astrology news. And what's astrology dealing with? Witchcraft, Satanism. You see what? They know what it is. They know exactly what astrology deals with. And I'm just trying to hit a few of the astrology and psychic society. And Draka's secret coven of witchcraft. Awaken your evil eye, the lucky wizard. Look into his eyes and he will obey your command. Anyway. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just trying to tell you what's going on and how pervasive this kind of thought is in our society today. That's what I'm trying to do. In fact, yes. Ouija boards and...
I never saw Ouija board until I was in college.
Hmm.
I remember when I was... we were at a party when I was in 7th grade. And we did that. It was my going away party. And the girl, we couldn't get her out of the trance. And she stopped breathing twice. And we were like trying to call the hospital, but we were scared we'd get in trouble. And we didn't know what to do. And we finally got her out of there. But how can you combat it when it hits kids so early?
Well, number one, Christians must. It's imperative that Christians begin to teach their children what the truth of Christianity, the Christian worldview, as early as possible and as clearly as possible. Because it's a lot of times it's so-called Christian people getting sucked into some of this stuff. And she's very right. Children, very early ages, being introduced to this kind of spiritual power from the underworld. Personally, for us, we homeschool our own children. And part of it is that we know what the world system out there is teaching them. And we prefer to teach them that the values that are a part of our family, Christian values. And so all four of our girls are taught at home. And that's just our way. I'm not saying every Christian parent ought to do that. But for us, that's what we're doing. Yes. Yes.
What do you think about the Ouija boards? I mean, I know you think it was powerful, but do you believe that the powers that really work in them? We play with them before. It really seems like it does work.
There's some kind of power there, isn't there? And I don't think it comes from God. You see, there's two powers. There's the two powers, cosmic powers of the universe, God and Satan. And you see, that's one of the things that we as Christians are going to have to emphasize. It's imperative that we begin to emphasize the either or, God or Satan. When you see something that's supernatural, something that appears to be spiritual, something that seems to have power, then you've got to say, what is it, God or Satan? Right? God or Satan, the either or. And that's what we're failing to project many times in Christian circles. Yes?
I'd like to know why the church doesn't explore a lot of things like that. Because when I first came to the States, I would go to high school. Like, I'm very aware of witchcraft and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's very rampant.
Yes, it is.
And I came to the States, and people couldn't understand why I didn't celebrate Halloween and stuff like that. And they weren't even aware of Satanism or anything like that. And I was just like going, why doesn't the church make them aware? Or even at this Christian school I was, we never talked about it. And if we talked about it, it was like 3 seconds, or it's really bad. They had to switch the subject. Why don't they expose it? Because it's like, it's creeping into even this point. Kindergarten, little kids are getting exposed to it.
You're right.
Why doesn't the church expose it?
Well, for the most part, we've been ignorant in America, in North America, to what's going on. We've hidden our eyes. We've called it everything but what it was. You're right. In other countries, it's been far more evident, hasn't it, than it is here. But it's creeping in everywhere. And I think right now we're beginning to see. Right now, I'd say there's, in the last 3 years, there's been at least 50 books published in the Christian publishing world referent to New Age, referent to psychic healing, etc., and the mystical maze. And I could go on and I will give you in the next session a list of books that I think are some good books if you want to pursue the subject. But only in the last couple of years has this really started coming out, and we're finally getting the information that we need out to the people that, hey, this is real. We can't deny it any longer. But that's a good observation you've made there. Very good. Yes. Okay.
Like fill up the tables, like we'd have like 10 guys standing on top of this table and just stay there and wouldn't move. There's gotta be something
else. Yeah, there's some kind of power at work there, isn't there? Yeah. Watch out. Well, yes.
Are you gonna tell us how you have like a friend in this kind of stuff, how to witness to them?
You see, our society today, They're open to the spiritual, right? There's one thing, good thing about the New Age. 10 years ago, or maybe 20, going back that far, people wouldn't even admit the spiritual realm. Until you finally saw some movies come out like The Exorcist, and some of those movies which began to say, hey, there's a spiritual realm out there. A demonic spiritual realm. Now, almost everybody admits there's a spiritual realm. That it's not just what you can observe with your senses. It's not just what you can determine by scientific method. There is a spiritual realm. But they are undiscerning about the fact that there's good and evil, God and Satan. Because the New Age movement says there's no difference. The New Age movement says good and evil, God and Satan, all one. Everything's one. You see? But we are going to have to emphasize, I think, in light of the New Age movement and this idea of this world view of the New Age movement, and that's what we're going to do quick as we come back from the break. We're going to look at the New Age world view as compared to the Christian world view. Okay? I'm going to give you another chart. We're going to work through a chart in terms of the New Age worldview and the Christian worldview. But I do think that there's an opening here for Christians which we need to utilize and say, yes, okay, there is a spiritual realm, but please recognize that there's the good and the evil. There's God and Satan. And we have to differentiate. So I think we have an in on the fact that people are thinking about spiritual things, and we just have to tell them and expose to them the fact that there's two sides. There's an either or. So I think that can be a good side to this whole thing. I don't know what to say beyond that in terms of witnessing to people that are involved in the New Age, other than to cause them to recognize that they're operating on a Hindu worldview. Rather than a Christian worldview. Yes? Well, because Christians can sometimes, through their ignorance, involve themselves in certain things, but they need to be warned that they're dabbling with something that's not of God. Yes?
Most of the things are just like the demons we have in Africa. I mean, they would be so hard in Africa. So if you really have to witness to such a person, don't try to tell good things. We share the power of God, the power of Jesus Christ and His name.
Yes, exactly.
In these instances, and you just see that.
A very clear presentation of Jesus Christ, who He is, the power of His name. Yes, I agree with you. Excellent. That's going to be the need of the hour. Yes?
Like, I don't understand how people can believe in all these, stupid things.
To you, they seem like stupid things. Because go ahead.
I'm sorry, but like I don't understand why people just they're searching for something so much difficult and so that it's so difficult. Why don't we just?
We have a world of people out here who are so lonely, so frustrated, so searching for meaning to life that they're grabbing at straws. They're grabbing at things that we look at and say it's absurd. It's absurd. How can you think that that's the meaning to life? That you become one with the water in the hot tub. You know, I go, whoa.
This New Age movement, I also heard that they think like the symbol of the rainbow.
Okay, yes, there are certain symbols
now,
that...
Is that for me then as a Christian to give up that symbol to them?
No, no, don't let them kidnap that symbol from you.
Well, there's the yin-yang symbol as well. I've got a shirt with it on, and it's a... surfboard.
Yes, correct. You're right.
Yes,
town and country surfboard. Correct.
Now, as a Christian, I guess I shouldn't wear that shirt, then should I?
I'll leave that up to you. I'm not gonna.
No. When I came here, I had this little pouch that I wore around my neck, and in my ignorance, I had actually walked into a New Age store and bought a crystal, and I had a crystal
in the pouch.
In the pouch, and I told myself. I said, listen, non-Christians wear crosses around their neck. And we're non-Christians. Okay, so when I got here, I got rid of the crystal. I put a cross in that pouch. And I also, when I think about it, my mom bought me a prism when I got back. So I'm not going to put that away. But, I asked you because I feel you're more knowledgeable about this. And what I'm saying is that if I do wear a shirt with this, well, they just look at that and go, will they think New Age right away?
Well, whenever I see that symbol, I know that it's the yin-yang symbol. I know that it means a dualism in which good is not overcome evil and evil does not overcome good. I know what the symbol means. It's on the tail of every Korean Airlines jet. Does that mean I'm not going to fly Korean Airlines? Oh, I have flown Korean Airlines. But I know what it means. As long as I'm aware of what it means and am not subscribing to that philosophy. Now, my son has also Town and Country T-shirt because they're a big thing amongst the youth of California. And but I've explained to him. I said, now, you know, this represents a philosophy of dualism, of the fact that good and evil all amount to one circle. Yes. Why are symbols so important? Because it's something tangible that we can look at and grab a hold of and identify with, right? And we, in our finite minds, like something that's concrete, something we can see, something that's not just totally abstract, right? And so it's the propensity of all mankind to develop symbols of their belief systems and their worldview. Well, I want to give you time for a break, and then we're going to come back, and I'm going to hand out, we're going to look at the difference between the worldview of the New Age and the worldview of Christianity, and then I'm going to show you how that this New Age thinking has pervaded many of the subject areas or fields of study, science, medicine, psychology, politics, religion, etc. And give you some quotations that you're going to say, wow. So, at this point, let's just conclude with a word of prayer. You can take your break. We'll start again at 8. It is so necessary, Father, that we turn our attention to that one that you've made available, your Son, Jesus Christ, the only one who can solve the spiritual needs of mankind. For your Son, Father, is the only good news there is. Only when the Spirit of your Son, Father, dwells in us, do we become man as you, the Creator, intended us, the creature man, to be. And it's obvious, Father, there's much deception. The deceiver, the destroyer, is very active in his world system today. The one that your scripture calls the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelieving, as Paul says to the Corinthians. And oh, the need, Father, to share the only good news of your Son, Jesus. We pray, Father, we'll be available to do so, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.